today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
From Rockford, Illinois to Northern Virginia to north of the border, you're listening to the only radio station that matters, Suburbs Radio.
I don't know about you guys, but I grew up, you know, listening to radio, right? That's what we all did as music fans. Mm-hmm. We first started, you know, getting into music, right? Was listening to the radio. I'm Jim Lenihan. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. And who else is with me here?
I am Patrick Foster.
And also, we have today...
Keith Jacobson.
Hey, Keith. So what about you guys? Were you guys, you know, big radio listeners growing up? Was that a huge part of your lives?
So I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, and Detroit, of course, is Detroit Rock City, and they did not lack for rock radio. So we had 101.1 RIF, WRIF, which was sort of the big rock station in Detroit, still is a rock station there, still going. And then we had 98.7 WLLZ, or also known as Wheels FM. And so we had those two stations. And then I'm going to say in the late 80s, that's when classic rock sort of became a format that was being introduced into a lot of markets. So then we had a third rock station, 94.7 WCSX, which is still a classic rock station, just plays a lot of songs from the 90s, I think, that are now classified as classic rock. So they've progressed with time of what's considered classic rock. So we had those stations. And then growing up in Detroit, of course, Windsor is right across the Detroit River. So Windsor, Canada. And so we could get their stations on the radio, too. So they had 88.7, which was a alternative station out of Windsor. And so we had that as well. So we really had a lot of great rock radio in Detroit. It was really a great place to grow up listening to music on the radio. So,
and what was CKLW? Was that an AM station?
That was I think an AM station out of Canada as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So
I just remember in Toledo, so an hour south of you in Toledo, Ohio, we could get CKLW. So I have to think it was AM for the signal to travel there. But I was just always amused by the fact that it started with a C. I don't know.
To this day. Yes. Well, and that's all the Canadian stations, I think, start with a C. So I am going to point out, too, there was a very famous country station that we had in Detroit, W4, and that was where Howard Stern came before he came to Washington, D.C. Howard Stern was actually on in Detroit first there. And then there was a rock station. And then famously, after it had been there for a few months, they switched over to country. And that's when Howard decided to leave from there. So there's a great scene in his Private Parts movie where they switch the format over, and you know, I think he becomes Hop Along Howie, you know, but you could tell he didn't want to be there. So, yeah,
it's hilarious.
One sure way to get rid of him, change the format to country.
And Patrick, what about you? What were your radio stations when you were growing up?
You know, of course, my first formative experience of music in my life was hearing Ring of Fire on the radio in the backseat of my mother's car and sometime in the 70s, and just being utterly terrified and always worried that there was something sinister and magical that could come out of the radio. But by the time I had gotten to high school, I had sort of discovered that we had a really good alternative, pretty decent alternative station called WHFS 99.1 that played, you know, cool stuff like the English Beat and the Jam and sort of records from the UK that I wasn't necessarily exposed to. We also had a tremendous bluegrass station all through the 80s and early 90s. WAMU would devote 3 hours of drive time every afternoon to bluegrass country with Ray Davis. And I learned a lot about bluegrass. And they also had a guy called Dick Spotswood who did a show, the Dick Spotswood Show on Saturdays. And there's also a really good Pacifica radio station, WPFW, that's still on today, 89.3 FM in the nation's capital, that plays blues and soul and country and a lot of reggae music and a lot of what I would call deep soul music, and that still goes on today on the weekends, and a lot of jazz too. So, it was cool. They also had a really weird program that I used to listen to at night, and I think it came on at midnight on Monday night. It was kind of like Keith's first shift. It was called Corn Between Your Teeth, and they played a lot of comedy, spoken word, actual comedy records, and never in my life had I ever heard Lenny Bruce, or had I heard people like Moms Mabley or Red Fox like doing the actual comedy they did, or the Fireside Theater or stuff like that. So I learned a lot about all those kind of things, you know, too, from listening to the radio around here.
That's cool. All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for me, probably I'll just say that in Toledo, probably the station that myself and all my friends listened to was WIOT FM 104, which was an AOR station, and probably similar to many other AOR stations, with the exception of that I think they played just a tremendous amount of Rush, and I think it was because Rush, you know, broke, you know, it's from Canada and then broke through in Cleveland, and I think just where we were in Toledo, it seemed to be heavy on Rush, which is not a bad thing. So anyway,
no. Spirit of the radio.
But I bring this all up, and I'm glad we shared all this, because nowadays you don't have to be in just one town to hear a radio station, right? It can stream around the world on the World Wide Web, including a radio station that we have recently launched called Rock in the Suburbs Radio, and you can hear that at suburbsradio.com, and you just click on there, and you go there, and you listen. If you listen through your phone, you can, you know, hook it up to your car stereo and listen on the go. So wherever you are, listen to Rock in the Suburbs Radio. All right. We have Keith Jacobson with us because he is sort of the brains and the muscle, I think, behind this radio station and helping us out with all that. And what we've been doing all this week is sort of running through the various DJs that you can hear on Rock in the Suburbs Radio by day. And today we're at Wednesday, which brings us to, and I think this song that that's going to play after we hear from this DJ is really appropriate to our conversation. So let's hear from Will Pfeiffer.
Hi, I'm Will Pfeiffer, host of the Moondog Show, which airs at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on the Rockin' the Suburbs Radio Network. These days I live in Rockford, Illinois, which of course is the hometown of Cheap Trick, but I grew up in Ohio, sort of in the orbit of Cleveland pop culture, so I've named my show the Moondog Show after the pioneering efforts of Alan Freed. He was a legendary DJ who, among other things, helped put rock and roll on the map. The show's not really a tribute to Alan Freed, though, and it's not a tribute to 50s music, although I do play some. It's really just an excuse for me to dive deep into my music collection and pull up some tunes that you haven't heard before, or at least heard in a while. Here's one of my favorites from one of my favorite bands, The Kinks. It's from their 1981 album, Give the People What They Want, which is usually considered past their, you know, British Invasion prime. But I've always loved it, and I've always loved this opening track, a tribute to radio and DJs and whatever happened to them, Around the Dial.
Okay, and for the record, yes, his name is pronounced Pfeiffer with that hard P, all right? Just, okay. You know, so you guys all know that. But yeah, my friend Will, he I've known Will since the early 90s, and I'm so glad that he's part of this because he has some really cool music tastes as well.
I really enjoy his show. I am most active. The Mr. Patties are most active from around 3 p.m. to around 7 p.m. That's when we were kind of on the prowl and on the hunt. And I have enjoyed listening to Will's show each time. He certainly brings a passion that's unmistakable when you listen to it. And, of course, Rockford, Illinois, if you're blasting it out of there, Jim, that's a pretty good rock and roll spot to be blasting.
That's right.
So, that's right. Yeah, I really enjoyed that show.
Okay, and again, Keith, when is that show, the Moondog Show?
So Will's show is 4 p.m. Eastern on when we're on Wednesday. So on Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Yeah. And I do want to say thank you to Will. He designed our Rockin' the Suburbs Radio logo that you see prominently featured on suburbsradio.com. So
that's right. Good
thank
good
you,
shout
Will.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Okay, so then after Will's show comes Kevin Goff.
Hey, Kevin Goff here, hailing from Leesburg, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. I host the Alternative Mix Show every Wednesday from 5 to 7, and I'm super excited to be back on the air. It's been a while since my college days and my first radio experience on KSLU, which was a campus radio station at St. Louis University, and was basically in the late 80s, early 90s. The show won't necessarily be about just that music from that time period. It'll include it and thread bands from that period in, including playing new stuff from the older bands, too. I find that kind of interesting as their evolution of music over time. So the show can be best described as a musical journey of alternative rock. That's kind of how it's been phrased by other folks that I've talked to about this. It's a mix of the best indie, college, shoegaze, chill wave, dream pop, jangle, whatever titles you want to put on it, you'll hear it in these 2 hours. It'll be both new and old bands, and each week I intend to have one or two brand new songs to introduce and discover together with you. Occasionally may focus on certain regions of the world. If you like bands hailing from Athens, Georgia, the UK, or basically anywhere, this is the show for you, because I like to kind of group those together and just kind of see how the threads of music come out of particular regions. Let's get back into the music. This next song comes from Marty Wilson Piper, who's one of the original members of the band The Church, hailing from Australia. And this song came from his 2000 release called Hanging Out in Heaven, and is not necessarily advice for the listeners out there, but is a good song nonetheless. It's called Forget the Radio.
Switch on the amplifier and pull the record on. Lay back on your pillow and hear your favorite song. Hear the music read and sing the melody. Read this, leave notes through. While the musicians do, then when you found the groove, or if the lyrics do, concentrate, listen really close, forget the radio. Send the DJ home.
Okay, now Keith, Kevin, another college radio DJ guy like you.
There's a theme here, I see. So I think apparently people who worked in college radio are big music fans and desire to work in radio, 30 plus years later.
That's right. It all comes around again, right?
Love it.
Okay, so that's Kevin. And what time is Kevin again?
Kevin is drive time on Wednesdays, so he can be heard first 5 p.m. Eastern. So he's on from 5 to 7.
Okay, that's great. Now, after Kevin, we go into Bill Mulligan's show.
I'm Bill Mulligan, and my show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio is the Mr. Bill Show. My show is all about making both the audience and the other DJs feel good about themselves. I do this by making musical selections that are so obvious and uninspired that the listener thinks, you know what? I have pretty good musical taste. Way better than this guy. As an example, my favorite song with radio in the title is a song so insipid that a local shopping mall used it as their commercial jingle back in the 90s. That is the 1974 top 10 hit, Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by Reunion. I'll also play lots of new wave, post-punk, and power pop, which make up the bulk of my musical collection.
Baby Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, We're Going Steady, Take It Easy, Take Me High, Lie, House of Fire, No Commotion, Poker, Passion, Deeper Purple, Satisfaction, Baby, gotta, gimme, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, End of Story, Maya Vista, Fujiyama, Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous, Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, Back, and Finger Poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Lady Holder, Rolling Stone, and Santa Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Castle Now, I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, Apollo, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris, Day, and Jack the Ripper, Gotta Go, Sugata, Sweater, Leah Russell, Give Me Shelter, Miracles, and Smokey Places, Sly Guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom, Mumble, Bonnie Bramlett, Wilson, Pickett, Stop and Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Okay, how about that?
That's great. Bill's show is really entertaining. I will say his show this past week that was on, of course, now was about three weeks in the past, was his brother Tom was having his birthday, I believe, the next day. So every song had Tom in a word in the song title. It might have been tomorrow. It might have been Tom, but it was all Tom's. Yes.
Great show. Love that. Love Bill and that wonderful sense of humor he has. And Jim, I don't know if you were living here at the time of that song, the jingle that
No.
Bill refers to. Okay, so love that Reunion, Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me. Great song with all those words in it and all those references and everything. But Tyson's Corner Shopping Mall, which is a little shopping mall we have here in Northern Virginia, actually used that. And instead of all the references to bands and songs and musical references, they referenced all their stores inside of the jingle to that tune because they have a lot of stores. It's a pretty big mall. So that was pretty cool. Cool selection by Bill.
That is great. So I love Bill's show. And yes, that what you heard there from Bill is what you hear when he speaks on the radio show as well.
It's great. It's great. Really wonderful. And hey, man, another show being blasted out of Falls Church, Virginia. So power to Falls Church, man. We got double suburbs radio DJ power over here.
Yeah, 50,000 watt tower between your houses,
right.
I think, right? Yeah.
Blasting it.
That's right. Okay. And then rounding out the Wednesday DJ lineup is Gerald Chizinski.
Hello, Suburbs Nation. This is Gerald Chizinski coming at you from the suburb of Hamilton, Ontario, known as Grimsby, which is part of the Niagara Escarpment. The Niagara Escarpment is known for its vineyards and fruits. I guess you need the fruits to make the wine, right? My listening to Rock in the Suburbs goes back to day one. I've been a fan of Jim and Patrick and the show right from the word go. I even own a baseball-style t-shirt from the show that shall not be named. My musical taste is post-punk, new wave, 90s alternative, or modern rock, whatever you want to call it. Some singer-songwriter with a little bit of classic rock here and there. Some people say I'm pretty narrow-focused, but that is who I am. With my show, North of the Border, on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, my intent is to share my listening take on new music. Picks from the previous month while looking back at music that turned 40 years old in episodes that I'm calling, for lack of a better word, now and then. Also, I'm hoping to expose listeners to some Canadian music, both new and old, that they may or may not be familiar with. Hopefully, you get some CanCon on here that you will learn to explore and enjoy. Some of my shows are going to be free-for-all, combing through my music catalog. Some of them are going to have specific themes. I have a couple of themes planned for some upcoming shows. But, you know, working in some Canadian music, staying true to who I am, and hoping to share my musical tastes with all of you out in suburbs land. With that said, let's go back to 1984 for some words of wisdom from Toronto's Pukka Pukka Orchestra, and listen to the radio.
And creep into the room. Throw off your coat, pick up the post, put a coffee on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke a cigarette. Black and white, bitter tears and taxi to the club. Find a bar, avoid a fight, show your papers, be polite, walking home with nowhere else to go. Throw off your coat.
All right, and thanks to Gerald.
Thanks, Gerald.
His voice sounds great, Keith.
He does too, even with that Canadian accent that he has.
Yeah.
I do want to point out too, Gerald being north of the border, he is obligated to follow the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission requirements, and 60% of his programming has to be Canadian content, I believe. I don't know.
I think he's hitting it. Yeah, he's got a deep knowledge of Canadian music. He really does. He may win a Juno for this.
We might.
If we can get the nomination faxed in on time.
But I think, knowing Canadians, if he violates that, I think the penalty is a sternly worded letter that he gets.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. Thanks to everyone there, all the DJs. That's four on your Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a great day.
Line up there. If you ever lose track of this, you can subscribe to the TV Guide, and it'll be printing that little grid, right, format?
That's right.
And you can see who's on when, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, we'll talk about... tomorrow, we'll have the Thursday DJs introduce themselves. All right?
Sounds great.
All right. Cool. This is a lot of fun. Looking forward to it tomorrow. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Keith Jacobson.
Keep listening at suburbsradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
In the Queen City, my children. And this is Venus, rising once more in the cool winter night to embrace the moon and stars and friends I left behind.